Shit, I'm talking about 90s Diddy. Flagrant. Oh, what cameras everywhere?
Real quick. Jay?
Hey.
I got you. I'm recording now.
All right. There we go. Okay. Yeah. I see. You took my time out as literal, like, time out. Like,
yeah.
All right, my bad.
No, you good.
That's my bad.
Well, yeah, that was my fault. I fucked that up.
That's all right. And for the audience that's listening, we're talking to Jay, our sound engineer. He made a little mistake, and, you know, that's why we didn't have one of our episodes released on Thursdays how it is normally. I'm not mad. I'm just a little disappointed.
Yeah, that was me. I fucked up.
It's okay, Jay. I'm just busting your balls. But with that being said, welcome back to the J-Rod Pod. I'm Johnny Rodriguez.
This is Jalen Hatcher. We have here today a Detroit comedian, but homegrown, Durante Jenkins.
What up, though? How y'all doing?
My name is Durante, D-E capital R-O-N-T-A. Okay. But I just accept the shit because everybody been fucking my name up for almost 41 years. So yeah. I just say, fuck it.
With Jalen, I've heard it said and spelled so many goddamn different ways.
People don't give a shit. They don't care.
What about Johnny? What do you guys think?
Johnny is easy.
That's
Johnny.
Am I fucked up, Johnny?
No. Just like, I was going to say, like,
John,
like,
if anything, like, right. I don't know, father. Pronounce it again because I want to get it.
Man, go. It's just Ronte.
Ronte.
I fuck with y'all. Only people like that's in the corporate world. Yeah, it's just Ronte.
Just Ronte. No whatever. D. Right. No yeah. D. So Dr. Ronte. Durante.
So they call me Dr. Ronte when I'm.
Hey.
Dr. Feel Good.
PhD.
We're all crack jokers out of Tony Roney's comedy vibe, right?
Yep.
So for those of you that don't know, Tony is a.
Veteran.
A veteran.
I think he has 30 plus years in.
Okay.
Yeah, traveled all over America.
30 plus.
Yep, he traveled all over America. He's been doing
his thing. Oh, he's done the road and stuff.
Hell, oh hell yeah!
It's so awesome, man.
And I'm talking about like when it was hard to get on, hard.
Yeah.
When I actually had to be funny and actually have to work hard, and there wasn't no one trick pony type shit going on.
Right.
This internet buffoonery shit.
Yeah, that's back when women had high standards. Niggas couldn't just trick off on a dick to get a spot.
Yeah, and I only cost you $40 for the pussy.
What does that mean? What is, like, I didn't understand what that, what did you mean by trick?
Tricking off on some pussy, like, shit, basically, just paying for some pussy. Like,
trying to get, what?
Like, a trick is, like, a street term for a person who pays for pussy.
It's a John. You got the prostitute and
what's
a John.
What's a John?
Oh, shit.
My name,
customer. My name is
a customer.
What are we doing
here? No.
It's a customer.
No. So, it's a customer, like you said.
Yeah.
Like, you pull up to, like, back in the day, they still got street workers and shit now. So, you pull up, you see a girl on the street, she half-ass naked. If you don't be careful, you got to ask, like, hey, you working? And she say, yeah, you negotiate the price and you get what's in that. Now, I've learned this shit by watching on TV. I've never purchased no vagina in my life. Not invested? Yeah. Actually purchased? Nah. Don't buy no pussy.
See, I like the way you said that, invested.
So all of us have to invest in pussy.
Hell yeah.
If you dating a female, when you first start dating, what you doing? You pouring money into her.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You're courting.
I've only dated one girl.
Well,
I mean,
still?
I've talked to multiple. Like, obviously, but I've only, like, had one main relationship, and I dated, it was like my high school sweetheart.
You single now, Johnny?
Yeah, I'm single now.
You're gonna be my little brother.
Okay, cool.
You're gonna fuck on everything.
Alright, I mean, I'm down for that, hell yeah.
Good.
Yeah, what about me, man?
Let's do that. I'm down for that,
bro. You ain't no motherfucking single. See, I can't mingle like that, because I'm in a relationship, and this is like by far the best relationship I've ever been in. And my years of fucking dating, and I am not fucking it up. But I'm gonna live vicariously. What?
What do you mean vicariously?
It ain't what you think it is, man.
Are you saying bi or vi?
Bi.
I think it's vicariously.
Is it?
Yeah, it's not bi. Bi.
Bicurious means you into something else. Like, bicurious means
what
you're living through.
I ain't bi shit. I said the wrong thing. That was right on time. Thank you. I appreciate that. My bad. I always thought it was
bad. No, I just wasn't sure who we invited.
It's like one of those like very tricky words. They all got them like that. I mean, holy shit, man. I swear, it's like the English grammar changes every fucking day.
I see.
Oh, shit, man.
Yeah,
like,
true.
But also, like, I want to like really get into like your story, like, cause tell us like what made you get into comedy.
Maybe get into comedy. That's funny. I said I grew up. I'm from Brightmoor. West side of Detroit. You had to be funny. It had to be funny. Either you were fighting, funny, whatever. I was all of the above. You know what I'm saying? And I've always been like a funny motherfucker, especially in my family. And when you go through, I think comedy is therapeutic. You know what I'm saying? Very therapeutic. And I think I hid behind comedy.
Like to like help deal with trauma?
Exactly. When I was hiding that shit, before I started going to therapy. And I didn't notice that shit until I started going to therapy. But I always been funny, and I enjoy making people laugh. Like I take it, I make it my make it a point to make somebody laugh at least 2 or 3 people a day.
Oh yeah,
that does something to my spirit.
Oh wow.
Oh yeah, because like I said, like
every day,
every fucking day, I make somebody laugh every day.
Oh, make yeah. it a point. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I have to, like, and too. I work, and where I work at, you know what I'm saying? When I work at a plant. You got motherfuckers that's been there for a long ass time, and you never know what the fuck somebody's going through.
Yeah, the working man.
And so what you say may fucking break them or may make their day.
Oh yeah, because like working a job, especially like in a plant where you don't even see the sunlight in that bitch.
Yeah.
Dog, it's
that's fucking jail.
It like it it's feels jail. Like that. Like it's soul sucking draining.
True. I work for FedEx and so sometimes I'll have to work in the cans.
Right.
And so, you know, there's no sun or anything and we're just putting these boxes. So making people laugh in that environment is so, like, we're doing that throughout the entire thing.
And it helps the day go by.
And it's like, because then this helped build up camaraderie between you and your coworkers.
Definitely.
Exactly.
Because it's like, it's y'all versus management always.
Yeah. But you know what's crazy? I fuck with management. Mm. I have problems with some of the union reps, but I fuck with some of them too. But you're going to have problems with every fucking body because you got different walks of life. Everybody, some people don't know how to leave home at home, and some people don't know how to leave work at work.
Oh, yeah. Sure. You know I seen that.
So a lot of motherfuckers come through that turnstile with fucking issues.
Cause like,
and I don't like negativity around me. So if we out and I see you not being Johnny, and I see you not being Jalen, hey, what the fuck is going on?
Dude, I'm going to try to pull us.
Exactly.
You're going to see that a lot.
Exactly.
I'll just get so like.
It's like to get into your own head, it can be, like I say, like, doing a deep dive on yourself isn't bad.
No.
It's just you got to know when to pull back out.
Yep.
Like, right now, there's a video game, God of War, Ragnarok, Valhalla. Shit. I don't know if y'all gamers have played. You just finished it. And it's like, I got mixed emotions about it because, like, for one, I grew up playing all the God of Wars.
Okay.
Like, I remember when Kratos was motherfucking young, out here just in Greece, Spartan, killing every fucking thing. And now they got this man out here doing a quest, going through Valhalla, unpacking his past trauma and shit. Like, I'm like, man, this game is out cold with the graphics and the violence, but it's like, I don't know if I'm ready to see one of my favorite video game characters go to therapy like this.
Yeah, but that's what the director's take of the what was he the original creator's take on that, like,
whole franchise,
because he had no decision on how it went.
Yeah, after the after the third one where he killed himself and gave hope back to the world.
Who killed himself?
Kratos.
Okay, so after that one, I believe
like Santa Monica Studios.
For those of you that don't know, Kratos is the God of War.
Okay.
And mythical God of War. And,
in Nordic mythology.
Is
it Greek mythology?
No, because like it's all made up. It's off of Greek mythology.
Okay,
like,
so it's just gamer fucking.
Like mythology. I said, I played this game inside and out. I know
hell
it all.
Hell yeah.
Like game lore and shit, that's my shit. But it's like
sports.
Oh, yeah, you're more into sports.
No, I used to play Street Fighter, and like I said, y'all younger than me. Y'all was fucking 90s.
No, just go ahead and talk about, like, Street Fighter, 90s, Mortal Kombat.
Street Fighter, Mortal Kombat, they had Tekken.
Oh, yeah, I used to be on that.
What was it, Basic, what is that shit?
Because my brother is 1 year, is like 1 year younger than you,
okay.
My oldest brother.
So you know then. Yeah. I still got a fucking Nintendo.
Oh, shit, man.
I'm talking about the one you got to blow in and clean that bitch.
Oh, Nintendo 64?
I got that, too. I got both Nintendos.
I gave my Nintendo 64 to a friend of mine who he actually OD'd, passed away, RIP, Jack.
RIP, man. I know how that feeling is.
So shout out, Jack. But I gave him my Nintendo 64, and remember the games that had, like, color, like they were yellow or they were gray.
Right.
You know, gray was the main color. But if you got a blue or a yellow one,
right,
like you knew that.
That was going to go crazy.
Something about that game was special.
WWE had SmackDown 2000. Oh my God.
That was addictive as fuck.
like when it's a house full of boys and we all in that boy playing,
That should have caused a fight.
Like, bro, oh, man. Def Jam Fight for New York. Damn near.
Shit, they need to come back out with that.
Oh, dog. That shit damn near ended my family. Like, Def Jam Fight for New York and Vendetta. Okay. That whole series was crazy, man. Like, it ruined a couple of rap artists' careers because if those motherfuckers couldn't fight, and you had
to some of the motherfuckers can't fight in real life.
But even still, though, like, it was like, oh, like, it was one motherfucker. I swear, I got this one story, man. Like, fucking Joey Crack on Fight for New York. Like, I swear to God, I hated this motherfucker in real life. Because, dog, like, he was just so, like, he was so hard to fucking beat in this game. Because, like, in the game, like, Method Man has to fight him first.
Okay.
And, like, I fucking love Method Man as a rapper, as an actor. Like, how high all that shit, dude. Like, fucking Wu-Tang, love him. And he, man, fucking Fat Joe beat the shit out of him. And we got to defend this man's honor next time we go in the ring. And that motherfucker whooped my ass so many times, I got upset. I threw the remote on the ground, broke it. Like, it shattered.
That happened a lot. Last time I threw a remote, it was like $60. I didn't throw another.
Turn up the volume a little bit.
Oh, I thought I had to pull the mic. I just
for the headphones. I just need that. Down.
But they say, turn my shits up.
Yeah. I mean, I know it sounds good. I just don't want any reverb. What's up? Can you turn it up just a tiny bit? Just a tiny bit. Okay. What do you guys think?
Yeah, like this was the level I think it was at before.
It was not, bro.
My Benadryl.
It was not.
Oh, I'm good.
I'm sorry. I'm kind of a
little spacey, little buzz.
I'm a control, like. And I get anxious about shit. My bad. I'm sorry about that.
Like I said, back to this Fat Joe story, like. So I take the remote, and I'm just so mad, I throw the motherfucker on the ground, and it shatters. And this is like, I already know it's going to be a countdown to an ass whooping.
Oh, absolutely.
And like, I'm just like, I'm pacing back and forth, and I'm just like, fuck it. I go upstairs, like, yeah, dad, I'm fucking around, broke the remote. Man, what the fuck is wrong with you? Dog? This shit's costing. Like, he whooped my ass. My brothers, they end up, like, giving me smacks in the back of the head and shit like
they
that.
They fucked you up, too.
Oh, no. Like, this is, like, early 2000s household into black people. Damn. Full of black people. So, like, it
so
wasn't
they
no...
they were all mad at you.
Oh, every no. It was a good remote. Like, when it's the... Like, when you got the remotes, they got the messed up joystick and the sticking button and the good remote breaks.
Oh,
bro.
Man.
Yeah. And my dad, he like, man, I ain't even finna buy it. So...
It was cheaper back then, too.
Damn. And I'm just like, man, so then, like, I'm just like, so I'm extra heated, and it's all Fat Joe's fault, in my opinion. No, it's Fat Joe's fault.
No, because you didn't know how to control your emotions, sir.
And, like, he was too good a fighter. So,
who is Fat Joe?
You don't know who Fat Joe is?
Well, me or probably some people watching, who knows?
Fat Joe is a rapper. He's a famous rapper. Joey Crack, he made the song Lean Back. Made a song. What's the song?
Make It Rain.
Yeah, Make It Rain.
Ashanti, it was...
He's bone a bunch of songs with DJ Khaled, too. That's
his
man.
He has some good takes on YouTube shorts.
What's Love? That was the Fat Joe song. That went double platinum. He lost a good deal on that one. I'll tell you about that story later. But, like, when that... He's Puerto Rican, I believe. Okay. Like, Spanish.
He'll poke the shit out you. He said it. You can look it up. He'll stab the shit out you.
Yep. So
I don't know about now because he got money, but he'll poke you.
Damn, no, he won't do it. He'll just send the Pistol Pete to go do it.
No, he was talking on the views on Onuri and them podcasts, and he was talking about he would poke the motherfucker.
Why would he? Why?
Because that's what Puerto
Rican. He was a street dude. He was like he was a street
Puerto Rican brother. He showed me
like
how
if
to
I
stab
if I wronged him, yeah, if that, I did something. Like,
knives are a New York thing.
He's not just gonna stab me.
No, like, not just stab. Yeah,
it's like if you wrong him.
Okay.
Like, how high are you?
I'm high as fuck. I smoked that stizzy out there, bro.
Like, yeah, leave them motherfuckers alone. Them joints, like, because they be like, it's like when they be smelling perfumey, and like, it's nothing against stizzy. I would love a sponsorship. And like, all your shit is incredible, but it's like, to me, when I smoke, I got to get like regular buds because like, the buds is like with bud. The pre rolls, they have like a kind of perfumey taste.
No, not all of them. I go to, what was it, House of Dank?
Oh, yeah.
I was like, dang, they got good ass deals. I haven't been smoking as much, though. I've been probably eating gummies and shit.
You talking about the infused boys?
Like, I guess no, so, but bitches. It's like Jeeters.
I'm scared of them bitches.
Because it'd be like those infused ones and some of those Jeeters and stuff. And then it's like some of those high THC joints, them super sticky joints.
Fuck that.
Like I hate, like, because, like, them things be messing up my weed grinders. When the weed too sticky like that, it'd be getting all up and gunking it up, man.
That's why you buy the pre-rolls.
But I roll it myself, man. I remember I couldn't roll for nothing. I had to, like, really, like, during the pandemic, I got that joint down tight.
Oh, shit.
What you do, backwoods or?
Backwoods papers.
I'm papers for real.
Oh, yeah. Like, it's smart. It's more so paper than backwood because they going up on price now.
They going up on every fucking thing.
But it's like, man, like, when you, like, as I, like I said, I was born in 94, so I remember when $5 meant something.
Man, listen, $5 could go a long way. $5 was the damn asking price for gas.
Yeah.
You can go across the country for motherfucking $5.
That's wild.
For real. I'm telling you, man, you missed it.
70s of gas was 20 cents.
What about the jitneys? I don't know how old you are. You know what jitneys is? Oh, my God, I'm old as fuck.
Wait. Okay, you told me jitneys. There was a time when you were alive that for $5 you could get across the country.
I'm exaggerating, but you can go far for $5.
I'm sure
the gas is like, gas is like a dollar, maybe less than that.
Yeah.
So if I came from, say, from the east side, I'd be like, hey, give me $5. And $5 would probably take you damn near half a tank back in the day.
Yep.
Versus now, $5 ain't shit. You can't do shit for $5 damn chips. Yeah. That's when chips was actual dollar was 99 cents.
And then it's like they filled the bag with the chip. It wasn't just
a bag of fucking air.
Oh no, I'll be asking how much do the air cost in this stuff?
Man, what? I got a bag.
It ain't even regular. It's like unless they like put some nitrogen up in there, man, making the chips fresher.
The damn,
like, shit. What is they doing?
I don't know. I don't like this new shit. I wish I was.
It's like, but like Better May have been staying true to that. They haven't crossed too much over into price. Like the real Detroit products, they still like good reasonable prices.
And they fill the fucking bag up too.
Yes.
You got more bang for your buck.
Oh yes. Chips. But I was like, tell us about your we're older still. Like I'm younger than him, but obviously, but I'm still like, a little bit older.
First of all,
than
God damn it. But listen, where am I? Where the camera at? He talking about something. I'm a little younger. No, he's way younger. This motherfucker camera. Not even 30 yet. Not even 30.
Hey, 8, 9 years older than me?
I don't listen. 10.
10, that's you.
Actually, 11. You was born in 84?
94.
94. I'm sorry. I was born in 83.
Got 11 years shirt. Older than me.
Yo, so spread some wisdom about, like, just, like, what are some things you've learned?
I said, I guess
no, for real. Together. What are some things that you've learned just, like,
as a man.
Yeah, as a man, just growing, you know, growing and failing and then
learn
succeeding.
Patience.
Okay.
Patience. Never move off emotions.
Yes.
Never move off emotions. If you mad about some shit, take time to yourself, sit the fuck back, and collect your thoughts, because there's a lot of motherfuckers in prison, a lot of people dead based off fucking emotion.
Can you give us, like, some life example that you got, if it's not too bad?
So, I'm working on it. So I'm in therapy. I had a real bad fucking temper to where I can just fucking go. You know what I'm saying? And I didn't put hands on motherfuckers where it could have just been easily avoided. Right. But now that I'm older, I laugh at a bunch of shit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And, you know, growing up in the hood, that PTSD, dog, you feel like somebody testing you. You force to that shit. That's why I'm happy I didn't rush doing this comedy shit. You know what I'm saying? Because I've been doing this shit 2 years as of April 14th.
Oh, what?
Shit, because it's a lot of y'all gonna see it, man. As you evolve in this game, it's gonna be a bunch of hate. I'm pretty sure Danny done talked to you about.
Oh
this
yeah, because like, because I remember, because he was telling me about it, like after the competition that I did with you, like I don't even want to say it was a bunch of bullshit.
So, I you know, since people be bullshitting on booking and shit, you know what I'm saying, I made my own way. I suggest y'all do the same shit outside of the comic vibe or whatever. But my brother came to me, he presented me with this idea of, you know, doing a competition and shit. At first, I told him, man, I'm not paying no motherfucking comedians. I'm not doing that shit. But I also have my own brand, Naturally Funny ENT, you know what I'm saying? And I had that shit. I also have a podcast as well. So that's where the shit kind of started from.
ENT?
Yes, sir.
We'll put a link in the description.
Yeah. So started off with that. And he was like, that's the way you can build your brand up and build your name and blah, blah, blah. And I thought about it. I was like, you know what? I'm one of them people, like I said, there's a bunch of fuck shit going on in this comedy world. It ain't just
like
the Cat Williams shit. it's a bunch of hate and jealousy and motherfuckers talking shit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's gonna fucking happen. That's why I think God put me in this position to where I got a cooler head now and I can deal with all the bullshit.
Right.
You know what
right,
I'm saying? Yeah. But back to the competition, a couple motherfuckers, you know, said that the competition was rigged and all this other bullshit because, you know, I'm cool with the motherfuckers. That's one. I'm cool with everybody. I don't do the drama shit.
Yeah. Right,
you know what I'm saying? If I don't fuck with you, you don't exist to me. Ain't gonna be no arguing none of that shit.
Yeah.
And they said, oh, it was rigged or whatever, whatever. You can't say the fucking shit rigged. If you didn't have it that night, you didn't have it. Everybody has an off night.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Everybody. I didn't have off nights. Where I never got booed and all that shit, but I only got a couple laughs. Wow. And to me, that's fucking bombing.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? Right. So you can't blame somebody else. I didn't get no motherfucking money back from that shit afterwards. Paid $1,040. I didn't get nothing on the back end from the person that won.
In my mind, like, bro, that, like, if I was getting paid to do comedy, like,
exactly. I mean,
and not only that, you getting,
I feel because like, I feel like I made it.
Like, I tell you my perspective on it, for like, cause like me, I was like, it was really like. Only been doing comedy for a few weeks at the time when I entered the competition.
Right.
So, and then I'm just thinking, because like in my head, I'm like, okay, it's a long shot if I win it. But even still, I'm going to take that shot because I've put in so much time and energy already into it that, yo, I've got to get out here. I want to chase these microphones, chase these stages, because that's how important these 5 minutes are to me to get up there.
Right.
Like, because, like, you know, like, you never know who's in the crowd.
Exactly.
So, you know, like, hey, I'm just taking it as an opportunity. Yep, thank you for the opportunity.
I might be like, I like your set. I want to book you. It could be anybody in the fucking crowd. Exactly. People don't think of that. That's why you
like,
got to watch it.
People who just got to, like, yo, I got a family reunion coming up. It's going to be about 200 people coming through. We want some entertainment. You funny. Can you come through?
Right. I got booked on. I got to do a Mother's Day show next Sunday on Mother's Day.
Oh, yeah.
Private 12th. Show.
Yep.
That's sick.
It's my first one. You know what I'm saying? So... You know, y'all just keep at it. I'm still fucking growing. I still get nervous. I remember one point when I first started, I used to get the shits.
Oh, man.
No, I used to get so fucking nervous. I would have the shit.
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't eat nothing. I had the shits.
Yep. Me, I'm like, I was smoking cigarettes, and I still smoke cigarettes. So I'm trying to, like, quit, cut it back, because, like, I'll smoke, like, damn near a pack a day, fucking up my health over these nerves trying to be on these stage.
See, the thing is... You already did it. The hardest part is getting the fuck up there. So you already conquered that. You got up there and you stood in front of motherfuckers you don't even know.
Mm-hmm.
See, you know what I'm saying? So that nerve shit, like, my shit is slowly going down. It took for Buddy Love. I was up there. I went to Punchline, like, last year sometime. Went to Punchline. And I was trying to appease to some young motherfuckers. They didn't know what the fuck I was talking about. And I was like, yeah, fuck it. I just walked off the stage.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I felt fucking horrible. I went on Facebook, typed some shit up. Oh, my bad. Went on Facebook. Type some shit up, and Buddy Love hit me up like, man, what the fuck happened? And I told him what happened and shit. He's like, man, stop being a pussy. You know what I'm saying? And that shit fucking, I don't know what the fuck that did. That stop being a pussy shit is like if you playing a sport.
Yep.
And somebody tell you, man, play your fucking game, especially if motherfuckers see something in you. Like I told y'all, I see something in both of y'all, but y'all got to fucking pick it the fuck up.
Yeah.
Because when you be on stage, you got to be fucking confident. You need to fucking get louder.
Have you ever seen me on stage?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That's why I'm speaking on it. I wouldn't speak on it if I haven't seen you.
Oh, wow.
I'd be chilling.
Have you ever seen me do a good set?
Yeah. All your shit be good. You just have to say
that
shit.
I'm just wondering if you've ever seen
confidence.
Like,
you know what I mean? I've seen you at Tony Romo's spot.
Set, and then, okay.
Yeah. You just got to pick up. Man, it's all about fucking energy at the end of the day. You got to take it. If you fucking a girl, right? You fucking a girl and you fucking her.
Which
and
way?
She,
like,
it don't matter. If you having sex with, if your penis is going in out of the vagina and she's not moaning or nothing, you're gonna be like, so true, just imagine that's the crowd.
Okay.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Gotta keep your rhythm.
That, right. You're gonna get that same fucking energy you putting out.
And then, you're not gonna get that orgasmic fucking applause.
Exactly. So as soon as you hit that, and then I think song preference is a motherfucker too. That's how you get that fucking crowd. I noticed that because I did a show a couple months ago, and I went up to Usher's Lovers and Friends. And for some reason, these motherfuckers done dubbed me the ladies' man and shit like that. They keep saying that shit. And I noticed. I be looking and shit. And I, had to talk to my girl about it. I'm about to be the LL Cool J of this shit.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I'm like, since it's, my support system, I hate to say fan base because a fan to me, that's what I was talking to Howie about. A fan to me is somebody that fucking runs up and want to take pictures and shit like that. Support system, motherfuckers that can
come out and see you.
And see you.
They will spend money on you.
They'll fucking support on the internet. You see, when I post shit, motherfuckers be all on that motherfucker. That's my support system.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It's very important for other comedians to support each other. Like, that's what
this podcast is meant for, man.
But the shit, but it's everybody don't think the same.
Ego is the motherfucker. Ego and greed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck, man. There's enough food on the plate for every motherfucking body.
Yeah, man. And then, like, with your podcast, like, if you ever had guests and you...
No, as soon as I start back after this, I'm going to talk to him.
Yeah.
And the only comedian I had on was Uncle Smooth, but I keep having fucking mishaps and shit like that.
Yeah.
So once I start back, I'm having all the fun. It's Nasty Funny ENT.
It happens, Jay Gnomes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Talk about every motherfucking thing.
I'm just messing with Jay. We love Jay.
Let's talk about some current topics. Like, music wise, what's you feeling on the Drake and Kendrick like beef? Because these motherfuckers, I've stayed up till fucking 5 a.m. thinking if Drake gonna drop another goddamn diss track back to back.
No, keep talking.
You good?
No, he trying to see
how much how much time.
So.
Have we
put that shit, dog? Because the effort that black folks give for other people's holidays is fucking insane. It's fucking insane. You don't see nobody speaking about fucking Black History Month.
Oh,
ever.
Oh, dog. It's like
ever. Only time motherfuckers got together.
I have a theory about that, though.
Was when Black Panther came out.
Yep.
That's when everybody's. That shit
I got a
dashiki
for the
I
second
never
one.
Saw that.
I did have
was
one for the first one, but
Black
for the
Panther?
Second one, I did get
one. Was it good?
Good movie.
I'm not a fan of Black
Recipes Chadwick Boseman, man. That's that was crazy. That fucked me up, man. I was like, oh my God, they'd have killed Black Panther. Like, this motherfucker done made $1 billion thinking they.
That's
like,
sad,
first
man.
He Black Panther, next day, gonna be want to be Tony Stark.
This motherfucker.
Shit, hey, man, I'll tell you, but it's like. But I was like, but shoot. Like, but I'm saying, like, I have a theory about why black people love to celebrate other holidays. It's because, like, when you grow up in the black household every day, all day, you know all the sayings, all the words, all the hoopla, all everything.
Like,
so when it's like when you go to someone else's function, it's new. It's exciting. You don't know. You want to learn. You want to, like, get involved.
Now, you hear what you just said, right?
Yeah.
Cinco de Mayo, I'm 40.
Yep.
So I've been around for motherfucking 40 of them bitches.
Mm-hmm.
What else is there to learn?
I'm saying,
in California. My baby looks Puerto Rican. As fuck. I'll show you a picture. Looks Puerto Rican. I got a Puerto Rican brother.
You know celebrate Chinese New Year?
Who?
You.
No.
Well, maybe you should. Like, hey, you might like it.
I'd listen.
Like, hey, man, Chinese New Year, get lit.
I'm Mexican, you know, and I celebrate Cinco de Mayo every now and then, but, like, it's not like... Like, I just don't celebrate shit a lot, you know?
No,
like,
but I'm saying, even fucking St. Patrick's Day, motherfuckers don't know the meaning behind most of this shit, but I'm not about to go into detail, because I don't want them to block y'all episode. Last time I got political, I was talking about the jab, they took that bitch down quick as hell, and then slowed down my views,
because
I dropped some shit. I'm one of them highly intelligent motherfuckers. I never stepped foot in college, but... I know some shit.
Oh, college is a scam. I went there, man, and they just wasted my time, took my money.
He lying. Colleges are kids.
I went to here for community college.
Go to college. Education is key.
If you want to be a doctor, lawyer, something like that effect, but like if you trying to just like say a trade, skilled trade, you're better off going to like one of the skills trade schools. But like I was going to college just like trying to see if I could find myself, and I was like, you know what, this ain't gonna work for me.
But that'd be a lot of people.
But then like I ended up getting a job working at a college campus, and I got that part of the experience. Right. Like it was like a different world, you know, like in the series.
Right.
Cool.
And like I was living that for real.
That's sick.
And I was like, man, and I ain't even got to study. I ain't even got the stress of having to ace a final. I was like, man, this is I had the full college experience.
Right.
So it was like, that was cool. But then it was like, I was like, you know what, let me go to school. But that's when like the college thing, I was like, why do I got to take prerequisites? They gave me English and political science.
Okay.
And I'm like, this ain't got nothing to do with heating and cooling. Like, I mean, unless I'm really talking to somebody on some political stuff, like, while I'm on a job, like, changing out a compressor. Like, yeah, man, like, who you going to vote for? Like, on some stuff like that. But I'm like, man, this is crazy. But it's
but were you going in? Like, did you already have a job as a heating and cooling?
No, it was like the job I was in is property maintenance. I'm still doing property maintenance. At the time, it was the union at Dearborn. The U of M Dearborn and Henry Ford College campus, that's where they students go.
Okay.
For their first couple of years. Cause like for whatever reason, you can't just stay at home.
Right.
In some of these colleges, they want you to live on site. depending on if you got scholarships or like type of grants or stuff like that, okay. You know, depending on your student loan.
Right.
So being a maintenance tech, that was also my first job.
Okay.
So it was my first job, college experience, and like me like just like really just being out like as an adult coming up, because I got it like fresh out of high school, 17, 18. So I'm really starting to like going through like the whole adulting thing there. So I
work. It take a minute.
Oh,
some motherfuckers adults. It's adults that's not adults.
Cause like,
I'm still learning at 40.
You don't pat like because like it takes because I say like it takes 10,000 hours to master anything, and like I've just passed.
About my, that. It depends on what it is.
Malcolm, I mean, like to like know it inside outside, teach it, and like get to like that level, like where mastery, where you can just teach it blindfolded. Like doing it and being able to teach it are two different things. I've had to learn that.
Okay. Yeah, but Malcolm Gladwell, the author of that book, the 10,000 hour rule, like he retracted that statement about that whole thing.
Oh damn!
After
shit, way to shoot my shit down, Johnny.
Well, I'm just saying. I mean, listen, we're a professional news based podcast. Obviously, you
guys are.
No, I'm just kidding. This is comedy.
Comedians.
Journalist.
You guys are a journalist. I call myself a hood journalist whenever I do my podcast.
That's what's up.
Like my one man, Charlie Duff.
Who's Charlie Duff?
He used to work for Fox
Jesus
News.
Jesus Christ, he's so young.
Hey, he don't watch.
You gotta
news.
Understand. There's people like me.
Like
watching.
That's a young generation, dude. Like he was around when he was in high school.
Okay.
He like he just graduated fucking high school. Like
hey, what's he do?
What year you graduate?
He was
2016.
Fuck me.
Yeah, that was 2012.
You know that Drake song came out 2016.
Oh my god!
Yeah, I graduated the year the world was supposed to end, so I was like, "Oh,
man, listen, the Mayans and
stuff. It was so motherfucking quiet that day.
Like,
it was quiet. No cars was out. It was so fucking. Oh,
you didn't even see no Latino people in the streets like
you
that.
You can hear the ants fucking. It was quiet as hell. That shit was wild,
dude.
It was wild.
Oh, yeah, but like I said, like, but with current topics, like with the Drake and Kendrick beef, how you leaning on that, or do you even care?
I heard that Kendrick song, and goddamn.
Which one? Meet the Grams or Euphoria?
Euphoria. I listened to that bitch a couple times. I was in the car like,
You weren't vibing it?
Yeah, J. Cole, he did the right choice.
No, I was making that face because of shit that he was saying. Like, shit hurt.
Yeah, like, J. Cole made the right decision. He was like, oh, y'all niggas going to get too personal for me. I'm out of here.
Nigga went to Europe. Said. Everything Kendrick said has already been said.
Yeah, like, but it's like,
but
Drake, didn't add he got the. Thing.
It's just like the jokes that we tell. Somebody has said it, but it's all about the fucking delivery.
Yeah, but
you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, true. But,
so then it's the way he delivering that shit, and that shit was
true
every fucking time.
Yeah, because like Drake, he was like, man, it was like that might be day free. Shake that ass with Drake. Shake that ass with me. Shake that ass.
And that's
free.
Why you gotta and be cautious. Like, you gotta be cautious of what the fuck you're doing, especially with us being entertainers. You gotta watch your fucking conduct, watch your pictures, all types of shit.
Yeah, man.
Did you see that picture with him and Sexy Red?
Oh my!
With him poking his lips out. They fuck.
Oh, like it's like every time Drake get into beef,
next to her
that one picture of him with blackface always seemed to circulate.
That he shouldn't have did that shit.
Yeah, shoot. Blackface is his own.
Yeah, push the
two. Yeah, exposed it. But blackface is his own like type of punishment, because do you know how hard, how many times you got to like smear that off? And people used to use like shoe polish. That ain't coming out your pores.
Nah.
It makes me think of, you guys ever heard of that, like, it's like a people's phobia of
like all the holes.
Yeah. Like, I don't know why that made me think of that.
Pores.
Yep.
You know, if you're, because pores are so close together, and then they.
Mm-hmm.
You got a phobia of that?
Is that? It is. I can't look at certain ones, like certain clusters of holes. Just.
It's like, as long as there ain't like no blood and pus coming out,
like
the
motherfuckers,
that should
be good. Like a beehive or something?
A beehive doesn't, that doesn't bother me.
Okay.
But like.
Like on the face.
Like, if someone did a thing online, we'll put a picture up, and it's, like, of someone's hand, and there's these little holes, like, in the hand, but it's not real, right. But it, like...
Freaks you the fuck out.
Yeah, I'm like, what the hell is this?
Yeah.
Disturbs me.
Inbox gonna be flooded with AI.
Man,
oh, dude.
Shoot. That's gonna be, like, how people gonna be, like, fucking with each other in the future. That's what I believe. Gonna be sending you AI chats, links, all sorts of shit.
That shit
you
get on my goddamn nerves.
Yeah, really.
Even with the fucking filter, because you don't know what the fuck you're dating. Like, my son would be 12 in October, and by the time he starts dating, he's going to have to ask for birth certificate.
Oh, man, that's great.
Just think about that shit.
Yeah. Even like, even, but like, also, like, it's not even on the women's part, but on the man's part too, because they got surgery out here to where you can get height extensions. Like, you can go from 5'5 to 6 foot.
But like, Kevin Hart did a joke about this shit. Yeah. I'm 6'5 with T-Rex arms or some shit he said. That shit was funny as hell. Like, you can't even fucking button your goddamn pants up.
But also, it's like, that, like, my thing is, like, it's two dudes who got this surgery, but they got it.
Height?
Yeah, got the height lengthening surgery. One dude black, one dude white. And, like, one dude was already 6 foot getting the goddamn surgery. He wanted to be like 6'5 or some shit.
Motherfucker, for what?
Like, I don't know.
About the crank, bro?
Yeah, like that thing, like to not lift your legs up. And it's like, okay, that shit came from an anime series called Baki the Grappler. Because his brother had that surgery, and it became, everybody's like, oh yeah, anime got so popular. Everybody started watching it, and now they make it like brought the surgery to real life. But also, it's like, I mean, in China, they had one dude sue his wife because, like, she had got so many plastic surgeries to make herself look beautiful. But then they had a kid, and the kid came out looking horrible. And he like, oh, no. He sued her and won.
Did somebody turn himself into a dog or something?
What the fuck?
Yeah. I believe we talked about that on episode one of season two of J-Rod Pod. We talked about that. We'll put a little chapter thing right here, so you can go to that if you want to check that out. But there'll be a clip.
What the fuck?
But
it's crazy, anyways, man.
You guys will see it.
Shit, like even that gender reassignment surgery, that shit, like these motherfuckers, like they showing people looking fucking like a dude look like goddamn Andre the Giant in the face, looking good as Megan Fox.
I know some females that look like fucking man now.
Yeah, you think women. Like, how do ugly girls though go get these surgeries and make themselves dimes? Like, they could do that. That's something that I just always want.
Who's a famous woman that you could say? Like, who's a famous woman that you, like, would, you know, like...
Like, what, rebuild from the ground up?
I don't want to rebuild nobody. I got a joke about this shit. I don't like BBLs. I don't like refurbished ass. you know what I'm saying? I like dents and holes and stretch marks and shit like that.
Shows personality.
Hell yeah.
Character.
I can't say like personality. Last time I fucked with somebody off personality, it didn't go well because she's an ugly motherfucker. She was. I ain't gonna lie. Ugly lying anyway. Oh yeah, so yeah, y'all had to ask me. I gotta get off of that shit. But, I'm about to go left like a motherfucker.
All right, my next question for you is because, like, you saying you have kids, like, being a comedian and being kids, because doing it 2 years, have you, like, gone out on the road out of state and stuff?
Martini calls it up the street Michigan. I went to Toledo. Right. That's the only place out there. It's basically up the street. Like,
no, it's cool, man.
Like, for real, it's up the street. I went up there and did some shit last year, and that shit was fun. It was experience, but it was around a time where I was still trying to find my fucking voice. Right. I really didn't find my voice until Ed had booked me. For starters, I told you, did that bullshit, had bombed, and once I shook that shit, I've been on the fucking roll ever since. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
So, you're gonna have that self-doubt. Liam, I'm a Virgo, dog, and I got a scatterbrain. Like, my shit constantly fucking moves. And you talk to Teeny, gonna tell you, like, his brain never shuts down. Once you get to that point, that's when you know you're destined for fucking greatness, where you can make a joke out of any fucking thing.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Have you mentally prepared yourself for like going out like on the road, like further, like out of state, out of country, your kids, like
stayed
being at home, and like for experience.
I talked to my babies and I let them know it's gonna, you know, time is gonna be sacrificed. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. My son, my kids, my daughter is six, but she been here before. I don't give a fuck with nobody. Say she came out, she wasn't even crying. She came out like this and shit, like Spider-Man and shit. Man, I told her mama, like, this motherfucker been here before.
Did she hit you with the side eye?
Oh, like your baby? My baby, once I see y'all ain't been around me, but both my kids got my personality in different ways. My daughter got my silly side, and my son got, who the fuck are you? You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm friendly, but I'm not friendly. Right. I got to get to know you, because everybody be on bullshit. And once you confide in a motherfucker or you be friends with a motherfucker, they might pull some slick shit.
Right.
Like I said, you'll see. Especially you, once you start growing, because y'all got that shit on y'all. I'm not saying it just to say y'all. Like Martini told me before he seen me on stage, he said, you're going to be great. And I'm like, the fuck is this nigga talking about? But I get it. I see it.
I can see it.
I see it.
Because I don't know what you're talking about, dude. When you say that, like...
When you got that shit on you.
Yeah, I don't know what that means.
We gonna get your ass together.
Like
what I
like,
say, you got a future.
It's a compliment.
You got you got a future.
You got not what's, what would be the word? You got that shit on you. You got the glow. You got it.
Oh, yeah,
that might be the best way.
I appreciate it, man.
Is that good?
Yeah, that's good.
Okay,
yeah,
cool.
That's
good. So y'all
what,
can both.
What do you want to say? I feel like you want to say
no,
something.
I said,
else.
No, I said like you got a future.
Gosh,
like,
damn it, Jay.
Yeah, you got that shit on. But you gotta see that shit in yourself. Like I told y'all, when y'all hit that motherfucking stage, go up there with confidence.
Oh yeah.
You gotta find your fucking voice. And me, when I go up there and I start talking, I single out one person, and it be like barbershop talk. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Once you single out that one person, it's like you talking to them, but you talking to everybody.
Right.
Once you start doing that shit, you're going to get comfortable and do your fucking crowd work. And that's another thing. Don't just go up there, yeah, blah, 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 blah. Hey, you guys, yada, yada, yada. But you got to say that shit with feeling or they going to eat your ass the fuck up while you up there.
Oh, yeah.
I've done that on numerous occasions. Now my motherfucking crowd work is getting fucking amazing.
Oh, yeah.
You watch Teeny. We did that show last Saturday for the UAW.
We put a clip of that crowd work. In this episode, like when we just mentioned it, we'll put a clip in.
Okay. Man, he was all over the fucking place. And my dumb ass, man, I stopped myself. I think I did like 18 minutes and then I got cotton mouth. You know how that shit be.
So what are they seeing? Like
when you try to talk, but you
get. What are they saying throughout, like if someone's videotaping it,
keep me water.
What would people be seeing?
What you mean?
Yeah, me as well.
I got you.
Thank you.
That'd be $8. Me the water boy. Oh, no, I got one over here, but I'm taking one to go. Shit, they free?
Yeah, go ahead.
Shit, you shouldn't have told me that. Brightmo.
No, but
that whole cooler.
Yeah, what?
Oh, like, I'll be right back. Come on,
like,
with a whole
nigga,
igloo.
I said you can have the water, not the whole cooler. I'm going to keep my water cold. What the fuck?
Nah, but real quick. Actually, never mind. I already forgot what I was going to say. So...
We're going to have to do this again.
Yeah, like, because Johnny's just coming back off the flu, and he's high. So that brain is
fuck.
Yeah. Shit, got fog, like.
I got a question for all three of y'all. Yeah. What's y'all prep before?
Show prep?
Yeah.
I called Jayden.
Oh, shoot. Like, for, like, the show and the, like, for the comedy, like, what I like to do is, like, on the ride there, I listen to my favorite songs. And I think about go over my set list of what what topics I want to talk about, and like you know like I gauge the audience too, like because like I spend good 2-3 minutes talking to the audience, getting them warmed up because we're still openers, me and Johnny, and that's our job anyway to get that with the to get the audience to get some information to the other comedians there so that they can work on.
Man, that's some hard shit too.
Because like you know like and then it's like also like when you're doing comedy, it's like you want to hit some topics, but if you going first or going last, somebody might steal
that
your topic
shit
and shit.
Sucks, but what Dog said, he said, still do it.
Still yeah,
do
if
it,
you can.
Your voice is different. Yeah. I hadn't had that shit happen when they was coming out with that Freaknik shit.
Mm-hmm.
I was supposed to talk about that, and I'm like, man, I'm gonna kill their ass. Somebody went up and started talking. I'm like, fuck.
Yeah, like with the Jake Paul Mike Tyson fight. This Drake and Kendrick stuff, like I know people are gonna be talking
of
about.
Of course, it's a hot topic.
Oh yeah,
but you can still talk about it. But the way to do this shit, piggybacking off what you know, what
like,
said,
to touch
or,
on,
you know what I'm saying?
Yes, it's a way to do it. So like you know,
do you redo your joke, like revise it?
Depending on how I've heard it, if it sounds close, because like I said, like a lot of people can think of the exact same shit, especially if you're creative.
Yeah.
So, you know, like, if it sounds like what I would say, I would drop it. But that's why, like, you got to have an expansive set list of, like, at least if you're going to do 5 minutes, you got to have at least 25 minutes of material. So, like, you can pull from something else if somebody already took that.
Damn,
and the so best true, type of man. Comedy to do is comedy that's about yourself.
Relatable, too.
Because you want to be able to relate to other people.
Yeah.
And, like, nobody can really steal your story. Like
oh niggas
like
will.
Say like you me and because like you me and Arante, we've all probably gotten whooped by our parents. Like I don't know if you've gotten whooping.
Yeah, I mean it depends. Like, what's your definition of
spankings?
Yeah, I got spankings. I got soap in the mouth. Like
all right. Well, so I say like
my mom was Mexican, very religious. I said the Lord's name in vain, and she put soap in my mouth.
Mm.
Oh shit!
Yeah.
Well, I got a fist in mine. So
yeah, shit.
I'm an '80s baby. I'm a '90s baby, but
okay.
Yeah, grew up in the 90s.
To this day, I don't keep extension cords in my house.
But you said, what do you talking about throughout the day, as far as how do you prepare for a show throughout the day?
Just prep. Yeah, what's your prep?
Man, I now I can fucking eat. Now I can eat because I used to
I used to be fucking starving myself out throughout the day because, like I said, I used to get nervous. I had the shits, bubble guts or whatever. But now, I go get a manicure if I haven't got one. Fellas, do that shit.
Oh yeah, hygiene.
Hygiene. Always. You don't know girl Manscaped. Want no dirty fingernails in their vagina.
Nails, my nails are the worst.
They take care of your business. Mm-hmm. I do that. I will go get a massage, either a massage or go see the chiropractor.
What type of massage?
the one without the happy ending, motherfucker.
No, don't plug it, but yeah, we was talking.
Because he was saying he was happy that
like I had like
that it didn't record.
Like I was saying, I was like, I don't know if we should be like.
So y'all somebody was here paying for pussy.
Shit, like, everybody pay for pussy either directly or indirectly.
All I'm saying is go to Rob.
Yeah, like M-A-P-S. I said, like, I pay for pussy. Like I ain't got no problem with it because like it's like my time. At the end of the day, it's like, what would I rather sacrifice, my money or my time?
Sometimes you just got to get one off.
Yeah. And then it's like at the same time, while shit, like
it's like.
First of all, last time I got a massage, this lady, I never told this fucking story, but I don't give a shit. It was a show like in the summertime last year, and I had a road to the East Side Chiropractor, Dr. Sam. Good people. And that's a plug. Dr. Sam, he'll get your ass together. He do body adjustments. Man, you got.
Chiropractor.
Yeah. You got fucking your feet can be off like this. He adjusted my shit to where it was even.
Damn.
Mm. You got to look him up, Dr. Sam, Eastside Chiropractor on Instagram.
Put a picture.
But yeah, they had, lady was massaging me and shit. And man, she got to rubbing my motherfucking booty cheek. Like as soon as she grabbed the motherfucker, because you know, normally it's like us.
Yeah.
Like you massaging, I don't know if you do this, Johnny. So when you massaging a female, you start from the neck on down. Now, we got this thing that once you get to the ass, we always spread the ass cheek, and somehow we get the finger in the vagina, and now we fucking. She ain't got the full
so
body
you
massage.
Lead into
that's,
it.
I think that's just over years of just our ancestors just passed that.
Man, look, as long as you not licensed, if you licensed, your ass getting fired, you going to jail, and you getting sued.
Oh, I need a bag off that. A sensual, like.
No, with partner. Your partner or girl that you dating, when you they yeah. might be like, hey, Johnny, give like, me a massage. You massaging them.
Yeah, like
when
you
get to the ass, you
can
either do the
foreplay.
Like,
you could.
Yeah,
like it's yeah,
you massage, but it start off you booty rubbing, and then somehow the thumb just slips in the middle, not the asshole.
It's yeah, like because like
motherfuckers be missing spots.
But every time I think I'm doing the massage, nails. I'm thinking I'm
he just goes ahead and go. Johnny don't got to stretch before he fuck. That's the thing. Like
because he's born in '98.
Because I'm saying like he's still like just. It's like I got to the point where I'm like, okay, I'm not finna be drilling all goddamn day wearing myself out. I need to get this chick like all way there so I give her these 10
ladies. See, they gonna be like, that's why that nigga single. You got it. I'm trying to help.
Like
you.
Say, like, I'm like, my I'm massage trying, game for a chick is good. Massage game for a chick is good. And shit, I like when chicks say, like, she want me to go down, I'm the best she ever had. Every time. Every time.
Blue Chew or Honey Pack?
Blue Chew.
Blue Chew.
Nothing.
I agree. Fruit and
nothing.
Fucking water.
Work out.
Podcast, so that's
do cardio.
Pineapples, mangoes, bananas, water. That's the natural remedy. No, that's my natural remedy. Like, when I don't want the Blue Chew, whatnot, that keeps me going.
Why are you taking that shit? See, that's why,
like,
I can't stand y'all young niggas,
no,
man.
Like, it's like
because
when I, like, when
they be wanting to get pounded out, they worse than, y'all worse than them bitches with the straps.
No, it's because of the
she can fuck all night. Y'all be
you
fucking got, it
you
up.
Gotta keep up with them.
Because it'd be like,
oh,
shit.
I can keep up with them niggas, but when you taking dick pills and shit, it fucks up shit for me. I'm a natural guy.
Right.
I'm a natural guy. That's like the rose. Like the fucking rose. The rose is fucking up every damn thing.
Yep.
So you think you drilling the bitch, you giving the bitch the best. You like, all right, bitch, you still ain't game yet. We're 45 minutes in.
Yeah,
what the fuck is going on?
I had a chick fuck around and tell me that one time.
Bro,
she
I
told
think
me
an
because
like eight times, like a lot of times. Like,
shit,
more than that, sir.
Yeah, more than that. Like
you have to. You one thing I learned: you have to study the woman's body.
It'll literally like
because once you learn a woman's mindset and she's into you, the fucking sound of your voice will wet her fucking pants.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
I'm telling you. I'm 40. Been doing a long time. Understand what I'm saying? Yeah. I didn't put bitches to sleep.
Yeah.
Made a bitch shit the bed.
I've shit the bed. Yeah.
Damn.
I've been fucking since 98.
Yeah.
How old are you?
I'm fucking 26.
26 years. It'd be 26 years in December when I first started fucking. And that was an experience. And that was a quick ass, about 15 seconds. I got about 5-6 pumps off. And that was the best feeling. But the crazy thing is, you ever seen somebody have a seizure?
Oh, damn. Yes, not in person.
Technically,
yes.
We have seizures when we bust nuts, if you think about it, because we lock up like a motherfucker.
Oh, shit,
yeah. Especially if that motherfucker, man, that depends on the pussy, too.
Shit, like what round it is?
Yeah, it depends. No, listen, I'm 40. I'm giving you the best that I got right then and there.
Yep.
That's why I ask a female. You ask a girl, Johnny. You too. Hey, do you come fast? What you mean? You ask them, they come fast. If they come fast, it's an easy job. But if she take a long time to come, that's a fucking job. Bitch, I already got a 9-to-5.
Yeah.
No.
I trade, when I know I'm fucking that day, it's stuff like, because I, like, want to make a whole day. I do dinner day with, like, the whole night, like, to get her in the mood.
So you smart. You going to fuck the calories out of
her. Marinating.
You smart. Exactly. See, they don't know nothing about that shit.
Because when I'm dating, like, and I'm really with the chick that I like, I want to be the romantic type. You know, I want to give her, like,
but you can't.
Know,
you can't
like, give, I don't want to give her, like, the whole thing.
You
like,
can't
I,
give everybody that, though.
Oh, yeah, no, no.
Like, you can't give everybody relationship dick. That's why these motherfuckers be out here crazy, men and women.
Oh yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. That's why, like,
some of that special made pussy.
Oh no, that's what, like I said, that's what we got strip clubs for.
Behind some shit like this, damn bush, like, bitch, I thought you. Yeah.
Yep.
And there's some females that got my some females that be tricking. Tripping, not tricking. If you hit that jack spot, you hit that bottom end.
Oh man, I seen that happen with my big brother, man. That shit was crazy,
man. Fucking shit out of females. That's why you gotta be selective. I'm gonna make a joke out of that too. I might talk about that tonight if I go up there. But you gotta be selective.
Make a joke out of what? Yeah. What
sex. Exactly? Like, you gotta be careful who you give good dick to.
Okay. Yeah. All
right. You know what I'm saying? I call it relationship sex.
And this is how you get jokes. You get them from conversations with people.
My mind don't fucking stop. These are experience. Anything you hear me say, I done seen it or been through it.
Yeah. Like, you know, everyone has, like, a different process. Like, some people go up on stage and they'll just...
And I got a hell of an imagination, too, but it depends. Like, if somebody blurred out some shit, I might be able to piggyback off that and just go into detail.
Gotcha.
Because basically, at the end of the day, we up there talking our shit, but if you don't have a set and somebody say some shit, because I got this thing where I'm going to do to where I'm going to ask people, you know what I'm saying, basically a topic. And I'm just go from there. I've never seen nobody do that shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? God damn it. I'll be moving too much. Right. They going to hear me. I'm loud anyway.
You can move the mic back so it's more comfortable. Like.
Yeah. Nah, but when I talk, you see I talk with my hands. I be all over the place.
Nah, you're good like that.
Yeah, I don't feel comfortable with this shit being close to my mouth, especially with the shit that's going on. No, Diddy. You got to tell him no. That shit is funny. I feel bad for Buddy.
What do you think Biggie Smalls would think of this whole situation if you were alive today?
I always think about that for some reason.
What's crazy? I think if Biggie was alive, a bunch of shit wouldn't be going on. A lot of people wouldn't be in the positions that they're in. A lot of people.
Like who?
If Pac, the motherfuckers that's in power now. You think if Tupac had shit on lock, Biggie had shit on lock, and they was moving.
Yep.
Would Jay-Z be Jay-Z?
I think Jay-Z would have...
No.
Been,
he would Jay-Z be Jay-Z, been, but he wouldn't be billionaire Jay-Z.
I think Jay-Z
you think he was
going
to out-Trump unless motherfuckers actually work together versus the beef and shit? Because that East Coast, West Coast shit was bullshit. Because if you a fan of fucking Tupac...
Yeah.
You know, he had East Coast niggas on there.
Yeah, he was
so
from
if it's
the East
beef,
Coast, originally.
Why is, you know what I'm saying? It was some propaganda bullshit.
It was to sell. It was propped up by, like, the magazines and the news.
Absolutely.
Like, them motherfuckers propaganded and, like, just really media just
it's been, the media,
fucked them
the,
all
the,
up.
I hate to say it, but you look at the shit now. What sells?
Shit, drama. Drama.
Messy and, shit.
Yep.
I came across on motherfucking on Instagram. This dude's name was Messy something. What kind of shit is that?
Lionel Messi.
And you're a man.
Lionel Messi?
No.
He wasn't kicking a football.
It was Messi. Just it was like Messi, like messy room.
Oh, like with a Y?
Yes,
oh,
Messi.
Oh, my gosh.
Not with an I. Messi, like being messy. That shit is what's going on now. And, you know, it's fucking sad. Like, I wish shit can go back to where it was, because my kids, and you have kids. You
everybody
have kids,
putting everybody
they're not going to be able
street.
To fucking live the life that we lived.
Because, like...
Can't do shit. You can't even fucking go out and have fun without you worry about a motherfucker trying to kidnap you and shit like that.
Oh, hell yeah, because, like, Durante, because, like, my family, they...
This is crazy.
Like, they always, like, because I come from an older family. Mm-hmm. And I, like, have my grandparents, great-grandparents, uncles, aunties, cousins who cared, everybody. So, you know, it's like...
You can't. You grew up around love.
Yes.
That's good. You can tell, too, the way you carry yourself.
Because, right, yeah, like, I gotta tell people, like, it's like family stuff like that. It's like you don't put your family business out there in the streets. Some stuff just not for everybody. It's only for the circle.
But you got, I'm guilty of doing that. I'm not even going front like I never did it because I'm going to say that shit for another day. But I got some family drama going on like right now as we speak to where me and my siblings were divided because my mother was doing a puppet master type shit. Mm-hmm. But me and my sister, good. You seen, I think you might have left. When my sister got on stage, I think you had dipped.
Oh,
after
Hershey?
The show? No, my little sister, she's staying fucking, she's staying in New York. She came down here, she said she wanted to do comedy.
Oh, okay. No, like, maybe, I think I did.
No, nah, everybody fucking got the fuck on. It was light. Shit. It was light as fucking there. Some motherfuckers was mad. I ain't winning the money. Work on your shit. God damn it.
Yo, but you said something earlier in the podcast. What's up? And I would have forgot about it if I don't say it now, which was, I don't know why, but did you mention something about kind of going through a time where you felt like you were kind of like,
oh, I was lost.
Psychosis, like almost psychosis.
Man. No, never okay, that. I went through a depression stage. Everybody has,
mm-hmm.
especially if you dated a girl. A girl gonna break your fucking heart.
What happens? Like what? Like for you, what was that? What do you consider the psychosis? Because like mine was like I started thinking I was so intertwined with this NFT. Like I was in the NFT space.
Okay.
In like Web3, crypto, all of that stuff. And you have to always be on Twitter for that.
Right.
Because that's where it all goes down. All the news, all like the early information, all that stuff. So I was always having to be on that. And then like you just meet these people who are, you know, high up in whatever in these Web3 companies. And then like, I don't know. I started thinking everything was beginning to be about me. Right. So negative tweets, whatever. I was thinking they're tweeting about me.
You're thinking too much.
Information overload.
And then
I started thinking, what if, did they hack into my...
Like, are they listening to you on the phone?
Did they hack into my YouTube and then make it so that the podcast I was listening to was artificial intelligence, wasn't actually them, and they were just making shit. Like, that was my psychosis. And so, like... What I realized, I was like, okay, I'm losing my mind. Right. This is not real.
No, it's called you were overthinking, and you caught up.
You brought yourself back down though, which is like,
well, because I was like,
this is stupid in real life. Like, yeah, wait a minute.
You thinking that way, what are you gonna do when you get your first heckler?
No, I don't think about that anymore. Like, I went through this a year and a half ago, but
have you had a heckler yet?
Yeah, I've had a heckler.
How did you handle it?
I had that one old lady. This was a while ago, actually. I've only had one heckler, really. And it was this old lady who basically just, like, asked me why I pulled out my phone. Because I didn't know at the time. This was a while ago. I didn't know at the time that I couldn't.
Was she a comedian?
No, she was just in the crowd.
You can do whatever the fuck you want.
I know, but she was right. She was right. No. Like, I shouldn't be pulling.
No,
because you're on stage. What's the
name that pulled on his phone? Right. You got Dion Cole, who pulls out notes and goes over shit. That's part of his set.
And then it's like,
he goes over jokes. But I wasn't a
crowd. I'm just saying, it's like, while you're on stage and she's in the audience, her job is to just sit there, shut the fuck up, and laugh at jokes.
Right.
Listen.
Or become a part of the motherfucking set.
I was thinking about this today, actually.
Because it's like,
the fuck?
Because like I said, you put so much time, energy, focus, will into going up on that motherfucking stage for those 5 minutes.
Right.
Yeah. And that's your 5 minutes. Don't let nobody fuck with you and take your time.
And then when they do the shit, you flip the shit
around.
You make them motherfuckers pay for it. Listen, I got a job to do. Do I come to McDonald's and order a bunch of shit and pull out the line?
Right.
You get the joke in that? Exactly. I'm an asshole. Kinda, think about it. It went over your head. Exactly. It's all good.
I kind of got it, but I'm not.
But you're going to pick up on it, man. Like, I swear, it's like, will you, like...
Don't worry about it. I'm going to take you up under my wing. I'm going to turn you into an asshole. I just told another female comedian the same shit, because me and Herb had a conversation. And she was like, I need to be more like you. I said, I got you. Because I come from that era of talking shit when motherfuckers weren't sensitive.
Mm-hmm.
When you be like, you an ugly motherfucker, and I won't go on a rant. I'm going to kill myself. What the fuck? Everybody talks about every fucking body, every race. It's a joke within itself.
Oh, shoot. I had to learn how to grow up like a strong spine from just my family.
That's what you learned from. I came from that.
My mom be like, man, boy, real special, ain't you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You can't go in your room.
Ain't
one
talking
about
no good type of special.
Hell no.
Shit.
The fuck?
Yeah, childhood trauma makes a motherfucker man out of you.
It does.
I swear to God.
It does.
Go to school and get fucked up. Like, everybody.
Oh, no, nobody would really mess with me because, like, I had, like, three big brothers who, like,
I mean, talking shit.
Oh, yeah, but, oh, no, in the classroom, yeah, we like, I had, like, motherfuckers talking shit because, like, they wouldn't, that's all they would do. They would never do nothing physical but talking shit. Like, my brother's I can't help you with that.
Yeah.
Roasting, like roasting, that original capping.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
I don't know, I'm a professional shit talker. They bust out laughing. Like, no, nigga, I am. Nigga, you come across my family. That's
what
we do.
What school you went to?
I went to a couple schools. I went to, high school, I went to Cody, then I went to Redford.
Oh, shit.
I didn't graduate from Redford. I had to go to Crossroads. Anybody? Shout out to Crossroads. Right. My diploma don't say that. Say Ferndale. It's an adult educational center. Well, adult educational school, I had to go there for like a month because I was skipping a lot.
Yeah.
I was working and fucking. That's when pussy was everything.
For real. Shit. Chasing that nut, boy.
Because like when I was like,
I've been there.
Because like by the time like high school for me, like when I got to high school, that's when like, and I even hate to mention it, that's when like when they started doing the mass shooting shit.
Oh.
In school, so like I was like,
and they do that shit because motherfuckers don't know how to take criticism or get talked about.
Oh shit, this one motherfucker who got fired from the bank and came back and shut that bitch up. I was like, duh.
See, and that goes
the only time I ever come back to the work like for that is like I can never do no like shoot shit up, but if I would have came back, went to the bank, I'd have went back there, but like tell all them customers how they fucking them over with their money and shit. And that's the real kicker.
And that goes back to why I said why I love doing fucking comedy. I like making people laugh because you don't know what the fuck somebody's going through.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You don't know what the fuck somebody going through at the end of the fucking day. You never know. You got some outside shit going on. You do. I know I do. Mm-hmm. But it's how you carry that shit. And that shit fucking molds you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then some of the shit that you go through in life, you can use that shit on stage. Because like I said, when you go on that motherfucker, you can talk about it can be relatable. So whatever thing you think you might be embarrassed about, you bring that shit out. Oh, I did that shit. Like, I got a joke about eating pussy with your booty in there. A man. Yeah. And motherfuckers like, what? That's the man. Every man has ate pussy with their booty in the air. When you first start out, because ain't no fucking manual on how to eat coochie.
Right. Like,
there's no manual.
You can't lay down. Like,
you feel me?
Like,
and you push the girl legs back in your ass in the air. And I did that shit for about 15 seconds. No bullshit till I felt that wind hit my ass crack.
Yeah.
I don't know what the fuck is going on here. But every man has had their ass in the air. Some still do.
I learned the trick to get around that.
I've got my
bed is tall as shit now because of that. So that's what I do. I put up a bed and I get down like kind of on the knee and I like,
yeah. No, yeah. You got to get deep up in that motherfucker. You got to fold her ass like a pretzel.
Oh, damn. I damn near like cut the fucking tendon on the bottom of my tongue.
Man, what the fuck is that? That shit, I remember when I first started doing that shit, them two things on the side. Man, my motherfucking tongue was sore as fuck for about 2 weeks.
Because
I was going to town. I'm like what the fuck is going on? You can't explain that shit.
Oh, no. Like, I had a whole beard in high school, man.
Oh, yeah. You had a beard.
Do you eat ass?
Absolutely not.
No?
I don't. Have I?
Like, you don't. Yeah, I don't put my tongue in.
But my thing is, it's not really eating ass. When you eat something, you're consuming it. You're chewing it. You ain't chewing on nobody's booty.
Yeah.
I'm just licking the rim of it.
That's one damn thing. This nigga follower's about to go the fuck up after this shit. He's single and he eat ass, ladies.
True.
From the Rudy to the Tootie.
Because because think about it like this. If you want to stick your tongue in a pussy, piss and blood come out of there.
Man, speaking of piss.
You gotta go to the bathroom.
Hell no. What y'all think about the squirting shit?
Oh, shit. Squirting, like, I don't like it because it fucks up my sheets and I have to, like... And I've seen so many fucking mattresses just get ruined.
I had to throw
and them
out
bitches
one.
Is going up like a mother.
That's why I'm talking about. It ain't piss. Bitch, it's
the same yellow
shirt back in the day. You know where I'm going with this. Yes, you did. So they had this thing where they would throw the mattresses out and we used to jump on the motherfuckers.
Mm-hmm.
And it might be blood on there, old cum stains, probably your brother and sister that was left out to dry, literally. Motherfucking pee, all types of shit. We jumped on them bitches.
Mm-hmm.
So I know what peace look like. And there's one young lady, I can't... Anyways, one young lady I was fucking with. She used to... Like, it's like different stages. So you got... So I got this thing where you got the fire hydrant. You ever played in the fire hydrant?
Like where it's like...
Gushing up.
Yeah.
Thank God. I was about to say, God damn, Johnny, we got to get you in the hood. So when you take the top off the fire hydrant, that shit shoots out. So you got some females that do that shit. Okay. Then you got some that got the sprinkler system that got that. And then you got the fucking water over the water hose. Mm-hmm. And that shit go everywhere. It's kind of like us. After we bust nothing, go pee.
Yeah,
we piss every fucking everywhere. Don't be at a bitch house and she ain't got nothing to clean it up
with. Get a goddamn shower when that happened. Like, shit.
Yeah, but I like it to a certain extent, but I would rather them tell me that they do it because it's like if you...
We got to fuck at their house. It can't be at mine.
Man, listen, it's like if you spit on somebody, right? That's assault.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you fucking squirt and you don't tell me and that shit hit my face, I'm calling the police on you.
Oh, damn.
True.
You got to go. You disrespectful.
Shit. I mean, who knows what's in it, man,
man, Kat, just imagine you being asleep and a motherfucker dump water on your face. What's your reaction?
Yeah, I would be
that was my reaction. Like,
But if you already, like, or... But if you're intentionally going there, if you know that information... But you didn't know. But I'm saying, but when you do know, though...
Yeah, once I found out, nigga, I was trying to turn the water hose on all the time.
Exactly.
But I noticed a lot of females that I be fucking with do it now. Like, is my dick really that good? Bitch, what's wrong with your bladder?
You just pissing on me.
What's going on? You're R. Kelly fan.
So you are telling me, you're telling us, these girls, they like it when they piss on you. Or you like it when they piss on you.
Some girls are just like, if you listen to Sexy Red,
I can't even argue with that. Because I'm about to say, what the fuck? Yeah, I did just say that.
Gee,
like, well, not necessarily. It's like temp. Yeah.
It's
not necessarily. It's fluid. Piss on it's me, body piss fluid. On me.
Yeah, they don't say it's piss.
It's piss. I threw away a motherfucking $1,100 mattress. It's for sure pee.
It's piss.
And it had the pee ring on the bitch.
It's pee,
and
but
then
it's
I found
not...
out about the cover shit. But they here's got the mattress thing. Cover.
But you know
that catches the piss.
But Ronte, you want to know what I heard about it? It's pee. But we don't mind it when they squirt because we're the ones who made her do it.
Right.
That's
right.
Like when you, like, it's when I know I'm boost. The one that's making you do it,
but it drenches
I don't mind
it.
But no, but you got to
get
that
tiles.
Got to get that club soda. Got to block it. Got to block it.
See, this motherfucker, like, gets pissed off. She said, block this. She's stupid as hell.
Is that comparable to the sloppy head?
I don't like that shit.
Like,
sloppy head is when your balls and the drill and the shit go down to your butt crack and shit like that. I don't like that shit. Only thing I like wet my ass is soap and water. That is it.
It go down to your ass, everything.
And that's considered sloppy
because, like,
balls.
It's the sloppy head. It's sloppy not head. Only saliva, like it's head, mucus and saliva mixed. That's what the fuck that is.
It's nothing but
mucus, saliva, and a little bit of, like, gag reflex, all that shit combined.
That's what I'm thinking about. I'm not thinking about all that, though.
No, fuck that. I'm straight on that.
But shit, babe.
But
if you're trying,
like,
to fuck an ass, if you're trying to fuck her an ass,
I tried that
shit.
Listen, last
best
time
move
I,
in the world. Man.
Listen, last time I did that shit, the girl had baboon ass. That shit was funny as hell. Like, it looked like her ass was inside out. And she started panicking. That shit was funny as hell. Like
that flower tushy shit.
There it is. It's like a baboon ass. Prolapse. Like, you can't see. Like, oh my God, that's your ass. And you told me to do it.
Gotta go to the ER now.
The fuck? I said, it had to go down. Trying my wrong shit.
Put some ice on it.
Man, what? Put some water on that damn shit.
Yeah, shit. Send it to it for a couple of hours.
What?
Water.
Like, my last question for you is, like, with your comedy career, what are you hoping to reach out of this? Like,
top.
What's your goal?
The top. I want to be one of the greats. I don't do anything half-assed. I'm what's not in this shit just to be in this motherfucker. I'm not even in it for the money. Like, I have a voice, and motherfuckers keep saying that shit. And you got a voice, and you're able to basically change the direction of shit. You see what I'm saying? Like, us kicking it in here. You see what I'm saying? You didn't got your black brother. You my nigga. I fuck with you. We gonna get you some pussy. Find some bitches around the train on your ass for real.
There was this one lady after one of my our shows where I did well. It was my first time I actually did well.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like 42. And she like pulled me over and she was like holding my hand and shit. And mm-hmm. She's kind of hot. I'm not gonna lie. But she gave me her number and shit. But like, I don't know.
Wait, I
don't even remember her.
Was
her
she black?
Name.
Was she black?
I thought I wasn't sure who she was.
Like, was
yeah, she was black.
Was she a other comedian?
Well,
or
she was about Cougar. To fuck your life up.
Yeah, exactly.
You ever fucked with a black girl before?
Younger, when I was younger, yeah. Not like, but not like
high
out
school?
From Detroit. Like, I grew up at Norfolk High School.
It was like middle school or
Novi,
like high school?
Novi. They're still black, but.
I had a girl from Novi. Like, they're like Hillary
yes,
from
they
Fresh
are,
Prince.
But they're like,
that's
but
what
you
they're
want
like.
There's just a different It's
the difference between the subs and the hood.
100%. Yeah.
But you got some hood females that don't act fucking hood until they get fucking upset and that shit come out. And I call them hood niggas with lady parts. That's what I call them. And I love them.
Yeah.
Man, I'm telling y'all now, as you fucking growing and shit, because y'all nice looking young man, I ain't got to say no ditty, because you look at my beard, you know this bitch made, tailor made for pussy. Tailor made for pussy, man. But as you fucking growing this comedy shit, the females is going to be on y'all. You know what I'm saying? You got to fucking choose wisely.
Yeah.
And y'all young. You're not 30. Have fun. You're single. Have fun.
Right.
Your dick work?
Yeah.
Okay. Your dick work?
Yes.
Okay. Start laying the wood with these motherfuckers. Yeah, I'm not saying fuck every fucking body.
And use protection, please.
Have fun. Right. Yeah. You have to have fun, dude. I'm having fun. I started living life after 35.
Yeah.
Because I was forced to fucking be an adult as a kid. You understand what I'm saying? Right. So I was an adult. Now I'm enjoying fucking life.
Like with siblings, were you the oldest?
Yep.
So you had to, like, how many other siblings do you have, Andy?
It was just, seven.
Because it's not just, like, your sister, but cousins, friends, stuff
like
that.
No, like, in my mom's house, she has four. I'm the oldest out of the four. It's me, my little sister, Nina Rose, up-and-coming comedian. Y'all be seeing her, my sister Tiki, and then my little brother Rajay. And, but before he was born, like, I was forced to be a man of the house because my dad was fucking in and out. Typical hood shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I was forced to be a man of the house. Forced. But now I'm having fucking fun and I'm on the
stage of your life, a new stage.
Yeah, and I had to fucking change my ways. Like I said, when you got a son, man, that shit different.
I can't even imagine.
You know what I'm saying?
I can't even imagine.
A lot of people. Like, a lot of people don't know. Like, everybody in comedy has a fucking story. Everybody that does comedy has some type of fucking trauma. That's why we fucking doing it.
Right.
And Dr. Barlow, which is a great fucking therapist, she told me that I need to be doing this shit.
Okay. Have you ever watched Gerard Carmichael's comedy show on HBO?
Yep.
Like the new one that he's doing?
I haven't seen the new one. I think I seen some old, but he's funny. He got a dark sense of humor.
Oh, yeah, because like in the new one, he's like really like putting his therapy out there for the world to see raw.
Yeah, and it's necessary because motherfuckers, especially black folks.
Because when I be watching it, I be like kind of feeling like the actual lessons. Like, because he got one with his friend Jamal.
Mm.
His friend Jamal grew up in foster care, been abused, harassed, moved all around.
Yep.
His mom was on drugs, but she's clean now. She's like really turned her life around.
Right.
And he's like, you know, like he's never really met his father or even dealt with his trauma. And like the episode is Gerard getting him to go through his comedy.
Yep.
To deal with his trauma.
Now, when you don't deal with that shit carries over into your adult life.
Oh, yeah.
And that's why I'm fixing shit now at 40.
Oh, yeah.
That's why I'm telling y'all, live y'all fucking life.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Don't back out this comedy shit. Keep at it. You're going to have some bad nights.
I can't back out, man. I work with this dude, fucking Martini, dude. I have to quit my job. And my job, give me a motherfucking good ass apartment.
Did Martini tell you going to be great?
Oh, yeah. You told me like
I meant that shit.
Yeah.
So show him.
I don't, because I ain't never wanted to embarrass him. Because I was like, when I seen him, because like my first time seeing him do stand up was when he opened for Lil Rel when he was at the Soundboard.
Okay.
And I was like, God damn.
Martini
like,
got that shit on him.
He was like, exactly. And I was like, the way he just controlled the audience. And I'm just like, God damn, motherfucker, we work together. And like, I ain't know you was like on this caliber level doing this. And it's like, you would never really know just talking to him regular. And like, I swear, because I was just like, man, like, it's like a fucking superpower, really. And I was like, man, goddamn. I was like, dude, I really want to do
that's
it.
So
like, I've been like, because I was like really like nervous, like, because I didn't want to approach him and be like, yo, can you put me on? Because he's like, oh, man, I don't like, because I ain't never wanted to go today. I was like, yo, man, like, I want to do it, but I'm nervous. Like, I really told him, like, you know, because like, it was like my first time, like, really telling him, like, you know, I've always loved comedy, even like when I was a kid, watching movies, TV shows with my brothers, my family.
Right.
Like, I was used to be outdoors all the time, but then, like, I got into a fight as a kid, just went inside, like, started really watching, like, TV and shit like that.
Right.
But that's, like, I really started getting hooked on it. And, like, so I became more introvert watching stuff. So, like, me and my brothers, they even watch, like, stuff, too, like that.
Right.
So, like, we would quote movies, TV shows all the time with each other. And, like, shit, we got to get up out of here in this next couple minutes because she is about 7:30 now to get the
Tony's at 8.
So, like, but I'm saying, like, when we were growing up, comedy was really present in our life because, like, we went through the housing crisis of 08, lost our house, parents split up, in the hood, and I'm just, like, just graduated 8th grade, finna go to the 9th.
Trying to figure it
out. So I'm just like, goddamn. Yeah. My dad, he was still in our life, It's like he was not, just like, no, like he was like literally around the corner. Like,
I said, that's good. Just imagine not having one.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, like I said, like, I'm very much blessed. And, like, my older brothers and stuff, too. Like, I was like, man, like, shit, to be this lucky, to have this
that's
shit, not luck. I can't
that's,
throw.
That's blessed.
That, like I said, to be that blessed, like, I can't just fuck it off and throw it away just because, like, oh, I'm going in the street. I want to see what these drugs do or, like, see what it's like to get a couple $1,000 selling keys and stuff. Like, I would be and not go to jail and throw it all away. Like, I just threw my life and my family away for nothing, literally.
And it's a lot of motherfuckers doing that fast money. It's very intriguing.
Yeah.
I've seen it. I've seen growing up where I grew up at. I've seen motherfuckers come and go.
But like, literally. Because it's like, even like with the fast money, you live check to check still. And that's the only reason why people do it.
If you're not living check to check, you got to watch your fucking back at all fucking times. Mm-hmm. Like, I like being out with my kids and not have to, you know what I'm saying? Hey, hurry, let's go. That shit is just very uncomfortable. I don't have to have tents on my car. I want you to see me, bitch. I want you to see me.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
I used to have tents on my, I used to have a Chrysler 300, 2013.
Good job.
And it was a, the seat, the comfort. And I got pulled over all the time because I got tents. Like, and
like what percent? 5%? Like,
no. I was an idiot. I was, and I was.
Yeah, pulled over
in college. I was a.
No, I'm saying like the type of tent. It was like the dark 5%.
Freshman in college, went to VIP tents, got him one.
That's above, all they carry up there.
One above the legal 5%? Limit. The legal limit.
Yeah, that's sure. 5%. Yeah.
Okay, then 5%.
Like 5% visibility. Like your ass can barely even see driving out that motherfucker.
And fucking, I could see. And you know why you got pulled over? They were profiling you.
Yeah,
so
imagine.
Like, God damn it, like, motherfucker.
No, you gotta stop saying
and then it's like, you know,
this is how jokes are created, people.
Like I said, like the cop, he pulled it out, think he got one. Like, God damn it.
Right, and that's when you. But you, oh, that's, I got one for you.
All right,
you can hear. You can do the white, you can pretend to be fucking white, because you can use that as a set.
No, I mean, I am white. I'm a
Spanish.
I'm Hispanic. You're but like Mexican. I look white.
No,
like,
mixed. He's mixed.
He looked you.
I mean,
you know,
then again, they do scan the plates and they see John Adolfo Rodriguez. So that is kind of, you know. But either way, it's not. When they see I'm white, I swear,
you're not. That's what I'm saying. You should incorporate that shit. Like, you should tell that fucking joke and flip it. Once we get out of here and my shit get to going, because my shit's spinning now, but we on.
Wait, real quick.
So,
before we forget, I edit this all out, but just, so the joke premise, real quick, so I can just write it down.
You having a Chrysler 300 with tents.
Yeah.
Basically, hey, I know what you guys go through.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a race.
I know.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then you like, I'm not white, but this time around, I used my pulled the white card. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
This is what you play on that. I'm still trying to process the shit though.
I see what you guys go through. Yeah.
Yeah.
Go through.
Like I said, man. Shit. But Durante, we had a
hold on. I got a show.
Yes.
Nasty Funny ENT comedy show. May 18th at the building. Fuck, I don't know the address by heart.
Send it. We'll put in the.
They'll send it to you. We'll and I'll also do comedy competitions and all that other good shit. And I appreciate y'all having me on, man. Yeah, man. Fun. I got to come back.
Oh, yeah, we definitely. Yeah, you got to have you and your sister great. On.
Yeah, whenever she fucking come, because y'all got to interview me. We interviewed, but we got to talking like we was chilling in the barbershop.
Oh, that's
no problem.
Got to hit the hand clap, Jay.
Hit the hand clap. Yep,
Jay got to be high, too. He laid on the response.
Hell yeah, shit. It's another episode of J-Rod Podcast. Please like, subscribe, follow us on all the social medias. We have links in the description. And have a good night.
And just one more thing.
Uh-oh.
Wait. Jay?
Yeah?
promise recording's going to be good?